with another edition of Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We'll come back and visit with David Widmar here in just a bit about the trend in U.S. exports. We're back on this week's program with David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. And David, let's talk about trends in U.S. ag exports. We've got commodity markets, presidential debates. Everybody seems to be talking about exports these days. What's the topic of conversation?
Great to join you again this morning, Joe. Like you said, between the presidential debates and the abundant supply of grain we have here in the United States, exports have really been a front and center of a lot of conversations this summer. And the grain markets is thinking about how can we dwindle down or work down those burdensome carryout numbers that we're dealing with. And exports in agriculture are a good way for us to move some of that grain abroad to other markets. So today, in this week's post, we looked at some of the trends that we've been seeing for the U.S. ag export market. One of the first things we took a look at were total ag exports. And these are inflation-adjusted values, and they go back to the late 1960s. And in the late 1960s, trade was around $40 billion is what, again, inflation-adjusted in 2009 dollars, $40 billion. But during the 70s, there's a huge surge in ag exports, and exports jumped to about $120 billion in about a decade. So that's about a tripling effect in just 10 years. So ag exports were a big part of that previous ag boom cycle that we saw.
As you talk about in the blog this week, the composition of ag exports has changed over time. How so?
Yeah, so as we talked about, back in the 60s and the 70s, bulk ag exports being corn, wheat, soybeans, the broad categories that we think about, those bulk ag exports accounted for 60 to 70% of the value of all U.S. ag exports. Since the 80s, that's been working its way down, and today it's about 30%. So if you think about every dollar of U.S. trade, about a third of those are the traditional corn, wheat, soybeans that you and I and a lot of listeners think about. What's been stepping into its place are these consumer-oriented, you know, retail shelf-ready products that we're now sending abroad. For the longest time through the 1980s, they accounted for about 10% of the value of all ag exports. And recently, they've gone as high as 40% of the value of total ag exports. So this transition from bulk commodity grains, kind of the ingredients, to more of a finished product transition in recent years. So during the 1990s, the value of ag trade was about $80 billion. Again, inflation-adjusted $2009 dollars. In 2005, however, we saw a surge in ag exports. And between 2005 to 2014, when ag exports peaked at $155 billion, we saw nearly a double in the value of ag exports. And that was just in 9 years. So ag exports, like they were in the 70s, have been a very important and often overlooked element of the current boom in agriculture.
Let's wrap it up by talking about where we go from here. There's still going to be debate on this in the presidential election this year.
Yeah, I think that, you know, exports, trade, globalization, that's been kind of a hot topic a little bit. It came up a little bit during the Brexit situation in Europe. It's come up a lot in the presidential debates lately. So it's going to be the front and center of a lot of conversations. And it's going to be important that we don't know what the election is going to turn out to be. We don't know how the policies and procedures that next president carries out, how they will unfold in the coming years. But it's important to keep an eye on that, especially if the tone with one of our trade partners takes a turn for the sour in the future. It's important that for agriculture that those trade relations stay strong if you think about growing the ag industry.
That's David Widmar with Ag Economic Insights with today's program. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to the blog at ageconomist.com. Or if you'd like to hear this program again, you can find it under the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.